call the roll.
Maria DeAnda.
Here.
Jim DeMartini.
Here.
Gordon Ford.
Here.
Darren Garrett.
Here.
Jeff Grover. Mike Lynch. Ron Martin.
Here.
Michael O'Neill.
Here.
Donna Riley.
Here.
Joan Clendenin. We have a quorum.
Okay, do we have any announcements?
I do not.
Okay. This is the time in our meeting for public comment, for anybody who would like to comment on something that is not on the agenda. Okay. Doesn't appear to be any public comment. We will move to the consent calendar. Does anybody on the board wish to pull something from the consent calendar?
I move to approve.
Second.
Any motions been made to approve the consent calendar? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried. Consent calendar is approved. Okay, Tom?
Okay, the first item under administrator is the discussion and action on the SACRS, or State Association of County Retirement Systems, November fall conference voting proxy. Every conference, SACRS has a business meeting at the end of the meeting on the morning of Friday, the Friday morning just before the end of the conference. And we normally will send a voting delegate and an alternate voting delegate to this business meeting. Obviously, it has to be someone who is attending. My understanding is that Jim DeMartini and Maria DeAnda are attending the SACRS conference, and they would be eligible since they have more than 2 years of service to act as a chair or vice chair for this board. And so I would suggest that one be the voting delegate and one the alternate at your leisure. Or would you be there through Friday morning, Jim? Or
I can't leave because of a board meeting until like Wednesday, so even that's going to be difficult for me. So I just assume Maria did it.
Okay. Would you be an alternate? Because this is Friday. This is the 18th. This would be on the 18th.
Oh, that's when I did.
Yeah. Friday. Yeah, the end of the conference. Would you be willing to be like alternate?
Okay.
At the meeting. And Maria, a voting delegate. Okay. We'll make Maria at the end of voting delegate and Jim DeMartini alternate voting delegate.
Do we need to vote on that?
Okay, yeah.
So I make a motion that Maria DeAnda represent the Board of Retirement as our voting delegate at the upcoming Fall SACRS Conference, and that Jim DeMartini be the alternate voting delegate.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Okay, motion is carried.
Next item is discussion and action on the potential for staff to prepare an opinion or editorial piece describing Stancera for publication. Kathy Herman, operations manager, wrote up a brief cover letter on some prior editorial page that the board had approved to be sent in. That was based on a county retiree health benefit back in 2006. So that was an example of when this board had submitted an article to be published. We don't know exactly the parameters that the board would like to look at this particular time, but this is what had been done in the past, and the board members wanted to have a time to discuss if they would like to do some kind of editorial. I know at times they have decided not to do an editorial or opinion piece, and it's up to the board which way they want to go on that, but just to give the staff direction which way they would like to go.
Tom, what has happened recently about information sent in by us? Has to be published it the way we give it to them? Do they alter it? What's been going on?
We haven't sent information from the board of recent. We answer their questions as they have an email or a telephone question. The board is, of course, aware within 24 hours of any media inquiry as to what questions have been asked and what responses have been made, but all we're doing is responding with facts or figures or whatever. The biggest issue that this board had to grapple with in the past couple of years was probably the release of retiree dollar amounts paid. I went to court over that and got a court order to release the information, but I think that's been the biggest issue in the past couple of years that we've had.
As I recall, the newspapers, you either pay to have it done your way or they can alter it however they want.
They can certainly edit it however they want, right.
Okay.
Right.
We haven't submitted anything that's initiated from us since this. And Tom can best answer the question, I don't think they did any much editing to the 16th.
It's pretty much word for word. We showed you that what was approved by the board, and it looked pretty close word for word.
My question would be, what would be the value of doing that? Education. I don't think anybody wants to hear from you. My opinion is that it would be, if you're gonna write something about retirement, that it'd be better coming from a, that people would pay more attention to it if it came from a retiree rather than a board.
Okay. This basically is an educational piece, saying it comes from a neutral individual who is the administrator, has not necessarily any particular feeling one way or the other.
I read it.
That's good. Oh, that's good. This at the time, and I can't remember the particulars of what the circumstances were at that time, but basically there was a lot of, let me finish, there was a lot of misinformation, as there always is.
It's too bureaucratic.
This was our effort to simply state the facts.
No, I understand, and I know how bad the general information is out there. I just don't think that it's effective to refute it from the board. I think it's better to refute it from a personal perspective.
We're not refuting anything. That's the difference.
Sure, you're arguing that you're good guys, and they're saying you're bad guys.
Not everybody.
Almost.
Okay. That's what this is, I guess. It's an opinion piece, then. It's an op-ed. And it comes from us.
Listen, if the board wants to do it, they can do it. I'm just saying, from the perspective of the public, it's not gonna be.
You're not, are you speaking for the public?
Huh?
Are you speaking for the public?
I think I can speak for both.
Okay.
I mean, I write op-ed pieces for the.
I'm the public, I read this, I would pay attention to it.
Pardon me?
I'm the public, I read it, I would pay attention to it. I'm not retired.
Then write another one.
I don't see any burning issue right now that merits.
I think there is. There's a constant feeling, obviously, we just got the information that the item that was before the legislator in California was, apparently it's been watered down quite a bit. So, obviously, so.
There's nothing left in them.
Right, so, and so that's fine, but I'm saying that there, throughout the years, all the time, there's little snippets of information, usually incorrect, usually to inspire emotion more than factual education. So this is, and we do take a very, very low profile on all this stuff. We don't. Periodically, my feeling is that we need to put out information that is factual. That's all. Whether this board wants to do it at this time or not, ultimately, it's each individual board member's choice. This was my opinion. This is my recommendation. Okay.
My opinion is that if we did do something, the most important news that's coming is that we have a new administrator, and I think it would take with whatever we say to the administrator, either positive or negative. And I think that would be the major part of what's coming out with any message we give is, here's our new administrator.
Right. And in that respect, my other suggestion would be that it would be much more useful for Mr. Santos and maybe Tom, you too, to just go meet with Judy Sly, go meet with the editorial board, talk to them. They'll meet with anybody, anytime, and let them write something.
My opinion is that we do nothing. There's, you know, the only weight this would have, I feel, is if we were to do something with the plan sponsor. If the county and the retirement board were to do some sort of joint press release on the health of the system or the status of the system, that may have some bearing, some impact. But right now, I kind of have to agree with Joan a little bit in that people have already pretty much made up their minds about defined benefit plans, defined benefit systems. And the feeling is out there that we're overpaid and we're a burden on the taxpayers. And I don't think, you know, a group like this is really going to have an impact one way or the other on that overall feeling and tone that's out there. I think we're better off just running the best system that we can, trying to maximize our best returns and continue to do the job that we're entrusted to do by our constituents. That's it.
We have to the board.
So.
But I agree with you there. It would be nice to have something joint. But,
and that's not going to happen.
Yeah, so failing to do that.
That's not going to happen.
Well, it's a consensus then that we just not do anything at this time. No, that's my opinion, too. I agree with Darren. I just don't see that we need to stir the pot right now when it's been relatively quiet here.
Okay, then I'll pose the question. I move to have this particular op-ed or with modifications to the current situation put out to the ministry. That way we take action on it or not. Any second? Oh, that's not your, that's your order.
No. Are you talking about?
The last item.
Huh?
Sorry, the last item?
Six
feet.
Thank you.
Talking about something that's already written or something that's supposed to be written?
No, what we used as an example that was sent out was the previous examples, because I brought it up a few years ago. Just as a reference point.
What I had ready for a motion was motion and or second to disapprove or approve staff to prepare an opinion editorial piece describing the stance of the publication.
We wouldn't need a motion to disapprove.
I think we should just take no action really on this.
I made a motion.
Yeah. And no one seconded.
Fine. It's going to die on the table.
Okay. Motion has died for lack of second. Move on to number 7. Committee reports and actions. Maria. Internal governance committee.
Yeah, since the venue has changed for the the public boards forum from San Francisco to New Orleans, the recommendation was made to put it back. This was one of our approved training sessions, but because we have changed the circumstances of the training being the location, we're putting it back before the board for approval. This will go on our annual been approved trainings that staff or the members of the board and staff could attend.
Does anybody want to go?
I have a question. These sessions always is expensive.
This particular conference is SACRS charges about, I think it's about $100 for trustees and staff to attend. I can't remember Calipers if they have any charge for the General Assembly or not. I know the roundtables, there is a small fee for the roundtables, but it's pretty reasonable. But the Public Fund Boards Forum is $500, $600, $700. And of course the alternate or the other, they pay like $2,600 or something, the business vendors to attend.
I didn't see that much California stuff on the
It is a national. This is a public fund boards forum for the country, and they have met it in San Francisco for many years.
19 years.
Right. And but this draws people from Florida and New Orleans and Boston, you know, Massachusetts and so on. And so this is a countrywide. So they try to do things that are, you know, national, not necessarily California specific.
I'd make a motion we take it off of our approved list.
And bring it back to the board each year?
Yes. Well, I was just going to say, I talked to Linda Stotts previously before it changed, and she suggested, you know, that was a good one to go to. But after it changed to New Orleans, it got very complicated with travel and you know, that kind of stuff.
I guess I hear what you're saying on that, but so I'm wondering, and Fred, maybe you can help with this one. If I guess number one, we could certainly do that, take it off the permanent approved training, but do we have to first decide whether we're going to approve or disapprove this one? So basically two items?
Well, yeah, you've got this one on the agenda, and I think you have to take action on this one.
Okay.
To either approve it or not.
So would it require another motion? Well, we could change, we could basically approve it with just for this year and not have a secondary type.
Well, how I mocked up a motion, if this helps.
I'd be happy, Kelly.
I'm trying to anticipate. To disapprove or approve attendance and travel costs for the IIR's change of venue for the 20th anniversary public fund boards from San Francisco to New Orleans.
So we're just dealing with this one item, right?
For maybe for 2011, that'll...
Yeah. So maybe they'll find out that New Orleans isn't working.
Sure.
Because they're emailing me like crazy. Why aren't you going? Because we've gone to like three or four
regular attendees.
4 years.
Email back. It's not in San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco is pretty simple. So
anyway, I don't know if you want to go with that.
So that means we don't have to do anything if we don't want to approve it.
Well, what you're going to do is, to me, you're disapproving the change of venue because it's already on the educational calendar.
Right. For San Francisco.
Yeah. Right. From San Francisco to New Orleans, and now you're disapproving.
At this stage, we have nobody that really has indicated desire to go.
I had one person.
Yeah, I did, but that was when it was in San Francisco.
Okay, let me rephrase it. At this time, do I have any desire to go? I hate to cut somebody off from something that I learned.
You know, I the impression I got was this may begin to be a roving kind of thing. It's not going to be permanently in New Orleans.
Yes,
year to year.
They might find out that New Orleans isn't working. They don't want to go back to San Francisco.
I'm not tied to going. I'm not a big traveler.
What I do know is that they chose New Orleans in particular because it was in the middle of the country.
Yeah, more.
So more accessible to both coasts.
Mm-hmm. I thought St. Louis was in the middle of the country.
New Orleans needs help.
Maybe they'll work their way up the
Mississippi. Does anybody want to go? I'm trying to keep Jim on track for his shortest meeting on record. Yeah. Does anybody want to go?
It doesn't look like anybody wants to go, Darren.
No, I don't need
so
to.
So I guess we just...
I just need a second for the disapproving the change of venue.
I'll make the second.
Okay,
motion's been made and seconded that we disapprove this from the calendar. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Okay, motion's carried. We go into a closed session?
I don't have anything for closed session.
Why do you put it on the agenda when you don't want to?
Because we never know when we're going to get a notice on several outstanding matters before the court. And so if we don't have it on there, then we can't discuss it. And we're still waiting for a couple of matters that we're waiting for a decision on.
Okay. Good answer. Okay. With our board, we never do that. I mean, we have closed session. It's... There's a reason for it. Okay. All right. Members forum.
Can't make this stuff up.
Sorry. Okay. I have nothing. Do you have anything you want to bring up? John?
Nothing.
Ron?
Nothing.
Aaron?
Glass?
Well, it depends on whether or not we want Jim to have the record, the shortest
meeting. Yeah,
I have nothing.
Well, we can stay here for another couple hours.
Another go.
Nothing from me.
Nothing.
There you go. Tom?
Nothing from me.
Nothing. Okay, the only thing that I got, let me get the last word here, is that there was some kind of consensus that you meet with the editorial board. It's probably the both of you, don't you think?
Would you like us to?
I think you ought to go get acquainted, you know, because they can, at least they put a face on with this. I mean, they know Tom. I think it's time that they meet you.
All right.
Just introduce yourself. It could be a good thing. I mean, you know, promise anything, but, you know, just introduce yourself.
Careful.
If you're in a relationship. Okay, that's all I have. Okay, meeting's adjourned.